Hi, it's Patrick from intensivecareathome.com.au, where we help long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy to improve their quality of life, and where we also help hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I was talking about tracheostomy and ventilator dependency, why home is the only place to be. If you haven't read it, you can click on the link below the video. In this week's blog, I want to talk about what's best practice when it comes to long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy. Unfortunately, many intensive care units still keep most of their long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy in their intensive care units. In order to make a smooth and frictionless transition from intensive care to a home care environment and improve the lives of long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy and their families, intensive care at home follows the best practice guidelines that have been successfully operational in many European countries for more than a decade now when it comes to long-term ventilation with tracheostomy for adults and children. Those guidelines and our service offer are closely aligned with, number one, offering a genuine alternative to a long-term stay in intensive care. Number two, offering quality services with critical care trained nurses that make intensive home care services a reality. Number three, providing long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy with quality of life and or quality of end of life in a much more client and family friendly home environment. Number four, providing a holistic care model that embraces all of a client's and their family's needs who are requiring ongoing ventilation with tracheostomy. Number five, creating opportunities and possibilities for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy to the point where a reintegration into a normal life is a real possibility. For example, getting children back to school and some adults back to work, university, etc. Something that can't be achieved if patients are kept in intensive care long-term. Number six, families going back to living their lives as well, and they don't have to spend day and night in intensive care, as they often do if their loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Number seven, helping intensive care units to effectively manage their expensive and scarce resources, such as beds and staff, by freeing up ICU beds. Number eight, therefore giving intensive care units the opportunity to admit more acutely unwell patients, and as a direct result, reduce waiting lists and have a more satisfied nursing and medical workforce who look after the patients that are in acute need of an ICU bed. Those are some of the most important advantages of providing home care for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy. And if you are interested in wanting to know more about the latest guidelines for mechanical home ventilation, you can find more information here on the link below the video. And you can find that on mechanical home ventilation guidelines on our website. Those guidelines have been in place in Germany for about 15 years now, where intensive home care nursing services have been successfully operating since the late 1990s as part of extending intensive care services out into the community with massive success. What are your thoughts? What do you think are the pros and cons about providing a genuine alternative for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy at home instead of intensive care? Leave your comments on the blog. If you are a health professional in intensive care and you think you know a long-term ventilated adult or child with tracheostomy and their family who would like to improve their quality of life in their own home rather than in intensive care, even if it's to go home for a couple of days, and if your organization would also like to save money and resources along the way, or if you simply have any questions, give us a call or send me an email. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, and I'll see you again in another update next week, and thank you for watching this week's blog.